The film follows Rwandan cardiologist Emmanuel Rusengiza as he struggles to save young heart patients, some with just months to live. A journey to a hospital in Sudan, run by an Italian charity, offers hope to eight of those children, their heart valves damaged by acute rheumatic fever. Filmmaker Keith Davidson tells the story through the eyes of the youngsters and their families.
I think anyone, particularly anyone that has kids, could only imagine what it must be like for those families.
The parents had to stay behind in Rwanda, and they didn't know if their children would survive or if they would ever see them again. Dr. Rusengiza led the children on their journey.
This stay is going to be a bit long.
These children suffer from rheumatic heart disease caused by untreated strep throat that eventually damages heart valves. The problem was once common in the United States, but is now rare, says Davidson.
And it's as simple as just having access to antibiotics to help solve the problem.
He says the children's story is getting attention now that the film has been nominated for an Oscar.
And if this gets people talking, and it will, that's when change could happen.
Rheumatic heart disease affects more than 15 million people worldwide. Health officials say that better distribution of antibiotics and diagnostic tools could save millions of children in Africa and other parts of the developing world. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.